Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to look at the halachas that pertain to deceit and verbal abuse. This is Siman Samach Gimel, 63rd chapter in Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. It's a short siman, and it only has two concepts. The first concept we're going to look at is verbal abuse, or na'as tevarim, and the second is deceit, genevas da'as. So let's go jump straight in. The Torah tells us that just as it's forbidden to deceive people when it comes to business, a person's not allowed to hurt a person, use their words to hurt that person. Lo yisanu ish es am Yisrael v'yoreisem v'nakecho. You shall not afflict a person with your words, and you should fear God. And this is onas devarim. This is a very terrible sin. The Torah tells us that as opposed to onas mekach umemkar, when it comes to sale, let's say you cheated somebody, you deceived, you defrauded somebody, you can pay back the money. When you hurt somebody emotionally, you cannot take that back, and therefore it's even more significant as well. So is this only related to others? What about within one's family? So the Ketzer writes that in one's family it's even worse. You have to be careful because pain can be caused, especially in that he describes it as a man to wife. You have to be so, so careful. Yeah, Hashem never, when somebody is in pain and they cry out to him, Kosh Baruch Hu does not leave that unresponded. What are examples of onas devarim, of verbal abuse? So the examples that the Ketzer gives is, let's say you ask somebody how much an object is to sell, and you know that that you don't really want it. So you're getting their hopes up, and you say, oh, no, not important. You pull out your wallet, and you're not really interested. Well, then what happens if you send somebody to a friend? This fellow wants to buy something, you send him to a friend, and you know the guy doesn't have it. So you're building up his hopes, but he's not going to get it. You know that. What happens, and then similarly, if a person was a Baal Teshuva, a person came a road and fixed their life up, and you remind them of their past, complicated past, that's also a nice story. What happens if a person is suffering, and you say, you know what, it wouldn't have happened if you didn't deserve it. That's also an as devarim. And similarly, asking a person what they think about a topic when you know they're clueless at it and you're putting them in a spot and you're making them feel very uncomfortable, all this is an as devarim. Does this mean I can never offer a criticism which might be positive and constructive because I'm scared that the people are going to be upset and it's not a safe space? No. An as devarim in all these cases are where you're offering words of pain and there's no tachlis, there's no goal to this. You're just doing it and you're causing pain and you know it's going to cause pain. You know you're raising their hopes and it's going to be shattered. All these statements are therefore useless and just pain for no sake as well. What about calling people names? You're not allowed to call people names, even nicknames, which they once had but they don't like anymore. You're not allowed to call them by that. People have to be careful. People do this all the time. As well, it seems to be a common pastime just in the Comedy Central era where we like entertainment so much that we do it at the sake of other people's own comfort as well. Finally, we're looking at the concept of deceit. This is called genevas das, stealing the minds of people. What if there's no financial loss? This is called genevas das, even if there's no financial loss to this as well. What about a non-Jew? Still considered genevas das. What about selling a non-Jew meat under the assumption it's kosher when really it's treif? So it's still asr, even though he doesn't need to keep kosher, but maybe he wanted to have kosher shechted meat for a specific reason, and you're deceiving him. What if I'm selling someone something with a defect, but the defect is not going to lower the price? It's still necessary to tell them that as well. Is there a genevas das by giving a gift? The answer is no, because you're not selling it to them. Can I invite somebody for a meal knowing they won't come? No. Wait a second, does that mean I can never ask them to a meal? The answer is no. You're allowed to ask them once, but if they don't want to, and you know they're not going to accept it, you can't push them and say, oh, we'd so love to have had you, pretending as if you're giving them something so great when really you know it's not working. You know that they're not going to want it. You're just putting yourself as if you really care about them so much. What about giving a gift when I know the person will turn it down? Again, it's a problem because in the end of the day, you're pretending to honor them when you don't really honor them. You're pretending as if this is something which is important and it's really not what you actually think as well. Like, let's say open up a bottle of wine, you need to open up, you say, I'm opening up specially for you, my guest. That's also illegitimate as well. What is the general rule? So the general rule is that you have to be careful if you're echad bepev or echad balev. You can't be one in your mouth and one in your heart. You need to be honest with people and you cannot deceive them. This is a very important halach which most people are not aware of. In this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.